ticket at www.petpay and watch the games live on Supersport and the Absa Facebook page. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines, cover CDF machines discovered on private property. Stakeholders fought opposition conduct after below par ECZ meeting. And in global news, Iran officials say talks with US to end war have made progress, but sides far from deal. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Machines procured using Constituency Development Fund CDF have been found working on private property under the supervision of council engineers in Kabwe. The equipment, which includes a roller compactor, grader and water bowser, was discovered by Kabwe Central Member of Parliament Christopher Chrysostomopiri while in the custody of council workers. Speaking after she inspected the equipment following a tip-off in the company of the provincial administration, Ms. Perry has expressed disappointment that the machines bought at a huge cost to service roads and other community development projects in the constituency have been diverted to private property. Ms. Perry has regretted that public assets meant for community works were being used for private interests and has demanded accountability from the local authority.
I was in church, that our Euro machines that were procured under CDF are doing some private jobs here. So I came and rushed here. Indeed, I found our grader, our compactor, and the water bowser for watch constituents are indeed doing some work here. We have made a follow-up to find out from the town clerk, who have said he was not aware about the machines operating here. Or what he knew that right now, the machine is supposed to be grading in the Katondo ward. You know, people have been crying there that the roads are impassable, roads are bad. And the rain season is over now. One to third said, let the machine go and work in the community. So I'm surprised to find that the machines now are doing some private jobs there without authority from the town clerk, without the knowledge of the CDF chair, without the knowledge of the member of parliament, without even the knowledge of the provincial administration.
Meanwhile, Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Miuna Mwanakampwe has directed law enforcement agencies to investigate the matter and bring the culprits to book. He has warned that government will not condone the misuse of public resources and said officers found wanting will face the law.
I want to say that my heart is broken today because we have decided to auction our integrity, our morals, our patriotism for a loaf of bread. My colleagues from the engineering department at the local authority, Engineer Luvas, you are employed there out of the 21 million citizens. Mr. Hichilema cannot be everywhere. You are the Hichilema at that local authority. In that small space that you occupy, you are the president. We are supposed to make sure that the children in Katondo are taken care of. The children in Lwansansa are taken care of. For the past 3 years, our people in these townships are crying that the roads, actually we are not mending them, we are damaging them. But you yourselves as engineers, you collude, private jobs, you are all there. Public jobs, you only leave the driver alone.
And Kabwe District Commissioner Lennox Shimwambwa said that the abuse of CDF-funded equipment undermines government's decentralization efforts and service delivery to communities. Meanwhile, Kabwe Central Constituency CDF Committee Chairperson Titus Ikoa said the committee will ensure those responsible are held accountable.
I came to knowing about this incident after getting some phone calls from whistleblowers saying, asking me where the graders were operating from. Then I'd said we have got a program where we are supposed to do our various works. And one of the words was Katondo. And that's where I thought our graders were. But then I was told, no, that shouldn't be the case, sir. Your machinery is being worked at some other private entity.
Governance and human rights advocate Noah Chisere is calling on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to work with the Registrar of Societies to verify the registration status of political parties participating in the country's democratic processes to help promote seriousness and credibility in the political arena. Dr. Chisere says that the conduct of some political party leaders during a consultative meeting convened by the ECZ last Friday is concerning and raises questions about the legitimacy of some opposition parties in the country. He has urged the future engagements involving political parties be inclusive, transparent, and limited to registered organizations and credible as recognized by the Registrar of Societies. Dr. Chisere says political parties must demonstrate accountability, discipline, and a genuine commitment to national interests, adding that Zambia's democracy will only be strengthened if the electoral system gives a fair platform to serious political parties that respect the law and democratic values.
The behavior of these individuals has raised serious concerns about the credibility and the legitimacy of opposition parties in Zambia. We appeal to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to ensure that future engagements are inclusive, transparent, and involve only registered credible political parties. The ECZ should work with the Registrar of Societies to verify the registration status of participating parties.
Meanwhile, the Advocates for National Development and Democracy, ANDD, has expressed concern over the conduct of opposition political parties during a consultative meeting convened by ECZ, warning that such behavior risks undermining democratic processes and of this year's elections. ANDD Executive Director Samuel Banda has described the performance of opposition representatives as below par, stating that it fell short of the level of seriousness expected from political actors entrusted with safeguarding democracy. Mr. Banda has told Phoenix News that the events witnessed during the engagement were regrettable and cautioned that they risk reducing critical democratic platforms to mere rhetorics. He further observed that the behavior exhibited points to weaknesses in opposition leadership, stressing the need for leaders who demonstrate objectivity, discipline, commitment to national values, and respect for democratic processes.
The behavior observed also reflects a lapse in adherence to democratic norms and etiquette, principles that are fundamental to the sustenance of a health and functional democracy. As NDD, we wish to state, if such conduct persists, it has the potential to erode public confidence in the opposition's readiness to effectively participate in the electoral process, particularly as the country approaches the August 13th elections. Furthermore, continued lapses of this nature may result in limited political competition, thereby giving President Hakainde Hichilema unchallenged advantage in this year's elections.
The University Teaching Hospitals, UTH Adult Hospital, has in the last 5 days successfully conducted 32 major surgeries on babies and children aged between 1 day and 16 years. This was during the pediatric neurosurgical camp held from 13th to 17th April 2026, which had initially targeted 30 surgeries but surpassed this number, benefiting children suffering from complex neurological conditions requiring specialized neurosurgical care. The life-saving interventions were carried out by a multidisciplinary team of local neurosurgeons led by Dr. Wariamwila, working alongside anesthetists, theater nurses, and other supporting staff who ensured safe and high-quality surgical care throughout the week. And Dr. Mwila said one of the most complex procedures undertaken during the camp was the successful removal of a huge brain tumor from a 7-year-old boy, which had spread to more than half of the left side of the child's brain. He said the camp is one of a series of planned activities for this year aimed at reaching the many children across the country who are in need of specialized neurosurgical care. This is according to a statement issued by UTH Adult Hospital Public Relations Officer Mwiza Mwia. Government has assured the nation that there will be sufficient